This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies, along with the state governments, are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers pose as police, CBI or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud. Stop, think, take action. World Animation Day is being celebrated tomorrow. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted India's growing influence in the animation industry in the world. Mr. Modi called upon the citizens to strive to make India a global animation powerhouse. The Prime Minister exuded pride in the nation's youth for creating original Indian content that reflects the country's cultural heritage. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversary. Mr. Modi extended warm wishes for the upcoming festivals including Dhanteras, Diwali, Chhath Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. He also encouraged everyone to embrace the vocal for local mantra by supporting Indian-made products this festive season. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today appealed to the people of West Bengal to change the government of the state in the 2026 assembly elections. He said if BJP wins the election, then illegal infiltration through Bangladesh border and corruption in the state will end. Attending a party program at Eastern Zonal Cultural Centre at Salt Lake City of Kolkata, Mr. Shah asked the leaders and workers of BJP to increase the membership of the party. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi today said that 185 lakh metric tons LMT of paddy fixed for Kharif marketing season 2024-25 will be procured and not a single grain of paddy will be left out. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Joshi announced that an online portal for grievance redressal of rice millers will be launched shortly so that any difficulties faced by the stakeholders can be addressed promptly. The minister informed that in Punjab, the procurement of paddy officially commenced on 1st October with 2,700 designated mandis to ensure smooth operations. He said, due to heavy rainfall in September and higher moisture content in paddy, the harvesting and procurement were slightly delayed, adding that 50 lakh metric tons of paddy has been procured so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded Karnataka Lok Sabha MP Tejaswi Surya for successfully completing the Ironman challenge, calling it a commendable feat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that Mr. Surya's achievement will inspire many more youngsters to pursue fitness-related activities. The Ironman Goa 70.3 is a premier endurance event attracting athletes from over 50 countries. This event involves a 1.9-kilometer swim, a 90-kilometer cycling segment, and a 21.1-kilometer run covering a total distance of 113 kilometers. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 347 at 8 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that the air quality is likely to be in the very poor category till Wednesday. It has also been predicted that the air quality is likely to reach in severe category on Wednesday in case of additional emissions from firecrackers and stubble fire. IMD said that the meteorological conditions are unfavorable for effective dispersion of pollutants. At the Japan Para Badminton International 2024, India's star shuttler Sukant Kadam won a gold medal in men's singles and a silver medal in men's doubles alongside his partner Dinesh Rajaiya in Tokyo. In the singles final, Sukant faced off fellow Indian shuttler Tarun, dominating the match with a powerful 21-12, 21-10 victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.